I really appreciate it. And just reading a scripture the other day and looking for some encouragement. We're getting ready to hit this gauntlet of the VBS. There's a couple week layoff. We're getting prepared, and we're going to be right into youth retreat. And just looking for a little bit of encouragement, I'm just going to give you what the Lord gave me, put on my heart, and I'm just going to get out of the way. Brother James, remember when we was in that youth service, the brother up there at Old Pass said, Brother Stephen said he wanted to be a trigger, and that's just what I want to be tonight. So I'll give it out. If it's 10 minutes or it's 10 seconds, I just want to give it out. If anybody else has anything else in their heart, just follow along. I just want to be a trigger tonight. But reading in 1 Kings 18 is where I'm going to be, and we're going to start in verse 20. We find that the children of Israel, they're in a real familiar place. They're backslid. They found themselves worshiping false idols again. We see the children of Israel. They have a real thing. It's a back and forth relationship with the Lord. The Lord comes by. They blesses him, blesses the children of Israel, helps them out of captivity, helps them out and blesses them. And they're good with the Lord for a minute. And then guess what? They start sliding back. They start worshiping false gods. They get their eyes off the Lord. And it's a back and forth thing. We 1 Kings 18, that's exactly smack dab where the children of Israel are right now. They're worshiping Baal. They have all these prophets. They have 450 prophets of Baal. They have 400 prophets that are in the groves. And Elijah, he's about fed up with it. Elijah's had enough. And we can see in verse 22, it says, then Elijah said unto the people, I remain the only prophet of the Lord. There's 450 of Baal's prophets, but there's one standing that's for the Lord. Now, I appreciate that there's, in a world where everybody's compromised and everybody's doing their own thing, everybody's got their own idol and own God, I'm glad there's one person that'll stand up and say, I'm with the Lord. I appreciate that. It says in verse 21, Elijah coming to all the people, it says, how long will you be halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal be God, then follow him. He says, and the people answered him not a word. It says that, therefore, give us two bullocks. Elijah's going to call out and see who the real true God is. He said, let us have two bullocks, and we're going to choose one bullock for ourselves. We're going to have you guys, your prophets, you're going to get your own bullock, and we're going to cut it into pieces. We're going to lay it on wood, but we're going to put no fire under it. He says, the God that answers by fire, that's the true God. Well, you're going to have to go call on your God if you want. You call on Baal, what Baal has to say, and then I'm going to call on our God, the true God, and we're going to see what happens. He says, and Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself. They went ahead and they did it, Brother Ben. They put it all out there. They laid it out. They didn't put no fire under it. He says, and they call out. And he says, in verse 26, they took the bullock which was given to them. They dressed it. They called on the name of Baal from morning to evening unto the noon and saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice. They called out to the false god, Ben. But Baal didn't answer. Baal didn't have anything to say. He said that there was no voice, nor not any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And Elijah seen that they was fooling around. They was trying to drum this stuff up. Brother Brian, he says, Elijah mocked him. He said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he's pursuing, or he's on a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth. And he needs to be awakened. He says, they cried out aloud, and they jumped up on that altar. They cut themselves with all manner of knives and lancelet, and they put blood and gushed out upon them. They was trying to drum it up all they could. I'm glad we have a God. We could pray out. We could call out to the Lord who answer us through prayer. We could hit these altars and pray to the Lord who answer us. We don't have to cut ourselves. We don't have to do any of that stuff. The Lord died for us. Jesus Christ got on that cross. He was crucified for us. He took all the shame. He took all the pain. He took all everything for our sin. It came to pass when the midday that they prophesied that time and the evening sacrifice, there was neither a voice nor anyone answered. And Elijah said unto all the people, won't you come near? He wanted to show everybody. He wanted all those prophets in the groves. He wanted all those prophets of Baal to come in and witness this. All the children of Israel, you've had your chance with your God. Watch this. He says that Elijah took those the 12 stones, each one numbered according to the sons of Jacob, whom the word of the Lord comes, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And he took the stones, he built the altar in the name of the Lord. He made made a trench about the altar, as great would be contain two measures of seed. So this thing was pretty wide. It was able to take two rows of seed, this trench around it. And he said he put the wood in order. He cut the bullock up. He had it all placed out just like the children of Israel, just like the prophets of Baal did. Later on the wood, and he said, fill up four barrels of water and pour it onto the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. He did that once. He said to do it three times. Mm-hmm. 12 barrels of water was poured on this thing. Completely soaked, Brother Ben. Completely soaked. We couldn't have lit it with my torch, you know, from a truck. I mean, this thing was wet. It said, and the water ran around the altar, and he filled, and the trench was also filled with water. And it came to pass that at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near, and he said unto this is what he said. He said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known that this day that thou art God of Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done these things at thy word. He was going to make sure that everybody knew that he wasn't drumming nothing up. He was calling on the Lord, and the Lord was going to do each and everything that was going to happen. Hear me, O Lord, hear me that this people may know that thou art the one true God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. He said, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked the water that was on the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the true God. The Lord, he is the true God. And as I read this, I've read it several times, but the one thing that stood out to me was that fire, Brother Jason. The thing that the Lord put in my heart, Brother Ben, is we need that fire. We're in this gauntlet season, VBS and youth retreat, and it's going to get busy for a lot of people. And it's real easy for us to go ahead and maybe lose that luster, lose our drive, lose our passion, as Brother Jason preached this morning. We need that fire. We need that fire to fall, just like it fell here. We need that fire. As we can see in verse 28, they tried everything to drum that up. But when Elijah called on the Lord, that fire fell down. And they knew it. Those people said they fell down on their faces and they knew it. They knew that the fire was real. They knew that the Lord was real. And that's what we need here. We need that fire from the Lord. We need to get on fire for the Lord. I wish it would fall pew to pew, person to person. Each and every one of us needs to get on fire for the Lord if we're going to get through this thing. Well, the church will go on and hit that high calling, Brother Jason, when we get on fire for the Lord. So I want to read about the fire, a couple things about fire. Fire consumes things. We have Hebrews 12:29 says that our God is a consuming fire, Brother James. Deuteronomy 4:24 says the Lord our God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Ben, he's jealous. He wants to consume your life. If you're saved, if you've been born again, he wants you to be he wants to do something with you. He wants to consume your time. Well, any time that we put things in front of the Lord, that's consuming our time and our relationship with the Lord. We need to put those idols aside. We need to put all those things down which so easily beset us, and we need to press on with the Lord. I'm looking for the fire tonight. We need some fire. But it just can't be any kind of fire. It can't be that strange fire. The strange fire is no good for the ministry, Brother Brian. The Lord can't use it. He's displeased with it. Leviticus 10:1-2 is where I'm going to turn next. We're going to be Aaron's sons. Just going to read this real quick, like, if I can get there. Let you guys flip. It says, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them a censer and put fire and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord. They was trying to do their own thing. It says, and when the fire, he commanded them not to do. He told them not to do this, and they went ahead and tried to do their own thing. So many of us are guilty of just trying to do our own thing at times. It never works out. It says, and there went out a fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died, therefore, right before the Lord. It says that Moses turned to Aaron and said, this is that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh to me and before all the people, and I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. He knew exactly what his sons did. They messed up. They tried to bring strange fire upon the Lord, and he's not going to have it. Number 16, we can turn to number 16, talking about Korah. These 250 princes and noblemen, they said, they come up to Moses and they say, in verse 3, he says, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing that all the congregation is holy. Every one of them, Brother James, they're all holy. You're taking too much upon yourself, Brother James. You need to sit back. We're holy. We got this. You've been working for the Lord, but we're going to come in and we're going to take over. We got this, right? We're all holy here. It says, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore, the you lift up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. And said, when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. He knew exactly what was going to happen. After Korah and his kin was swallowed up, the ground opened up, swallowed them all up. He said those 250 noblemen was still left. And they went out in that field and offered that strange fire to them. The Lord sent the fire down and took every single one of them out, devoured them. The fire of the Lord, it devours things, good and bad. We learned in Sunday school this morning that Gideon offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and the fire come up through the rock and devoured it. Good and bad. The fire from the Lord, it's a consuming fire. I'd like to have that fire. We talk about that burning bush. That burning bush that the Lord spoke to Moses through. And it burned with fire, Brother Brian, but it wasn't consumed. And, you know, I've said it once, I'll say it again, that each and every one of us, that's how the Lord wants us to be. We got to have that fire, though. We got to have that drive, that determination, that passion. The fire from the Lord proves the other thing. This is the second thing I got is the fire of the Lord proves that the Lord is real and he's present. We know in that verse that they fell upon their face. They knew that the Lord was the true God. Exodus 24:17, the glory of the Lord was as a devouring fire in the eyes of the children of Israel. Every single time that the Lord come down, saved them. Every time that there was a judge or a prophet that had been brought up to save the children of Israel, each and every time, Brother Christian, they hit their face. They worshiped the Lord. They knew that the Lord was there. I asked the pastor to come and take back over. We need to fire. We need to fire, church. If there's anything that's going to get us through the few weeks we've got coming up here, this gauntlet of VBS, this gauntlet of youth retreat, and just life in general, it's going to be that fire. We need that fire. I'm looking for the Lord. We need it from, again, pew to pew, person to person. We need some people that's going to get on fire for the Lord. If the fire came down from heaven, if it fell down upon us in this church, we would have some youth leaders that's going to step up and become youth leaders. We're going to have some preachers step up and preach. We're going to have some congregation that's going to stand up, sing, testify, and I'm going to put myself right in the middle of it. I need the Lord. I need the fire from the Lord to get on fire from the Lord and to do the things that I'm going to do. And that's all I got, Brother Jason. Appreciate it.